I don't know what more, how more we can introduce this lesson. We'll simply continue and see. I see that except number 8 is itself so powerful that it can open up the lesson. So, read it, Moshe, and then we'll explain it.
Excerpt number 8 from Shamati 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot, commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive. So it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, "My sons defeated me." That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead. Creator created the will to receive, and because it was created by the Creator, it became one. In order to give independence to the will to receive, the Creator broke it, and it gave the will to receive an opportunity to connect again with intentions in order to bestow to each other. That's called to connect. In our world, we understand connection in a different way. Maybe we connect to someone to gain something.
But in spirituality, meaning truthfully, to connect means that I work for the sake of the other. And in order to see the other in a whole way, then for the sake of the Creator, therefore, we need to see our state always on two levels. Either we are working with in order to receive, with our force of reception, according to our nature, according to our desires and thoughts in us, and then we are on this level, on the simple egoistic level. In that we are exactly like the still, vegetative, inanimate. We're not rising above this feeling completely. Or we go above it. We wish to connect with the intention to bestow to one another. And from preparing this area with mutual bestowal, we can rise from that to bestow to the Creator. This is the second level, called the degree of Adam, the human degree. Because by that, we are establishing the web of connections between us called one who is equivalent to the Creator. Therefore, the state in which we connect mutually to one another is called Adam. And with respect to the egoistic state, it's called bestowal, above the force of reception. Or faith above reason. Let's read it again. I'll read it. Excerpt 8. From this selected excerpts on the work with faith above reason, number 8. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, meaning when he feels that he has to do something in spirituality towards the friends, towards the Creator, against his ego, against his will to receive, when he doesn't feel like it. So one must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. The will to receive always felt, always appears as if it's disturbing the work of connection, the work of bestowal. And a person would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person. Why? What for? And so on and so forth. Obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot. Torah and mitzvot means all the actions of mutual bestowal between us and between us to the Creator. In total, they're called mitzvot, since this is what we are commanded to do. Actions of bestowal between us in the ten, or even with humanity, and to the Creator from that. So, of course, the will to receive resists that. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. The work of connection. This disruption is planned from above. Since one is given the force to discover the will to receive, meaning the Creator reveals to him the will to receive that is in him. On that is written, I've created the evil inclination. Since precisely when the will to receive awakens, there is room for work. Then one has close contact with the Creator. In what? What kind of contact? When you have the will to receive that disturbs him? To help him. That the Creator would help a person. In what? To turn the will to receive to, in order to bestow. There's nothing more to do and nothing else to ask the Creator. And a person has to believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator. But a person turns to the Creator, receives help from him. In truth, everything is done by the Creator. That's why our work is called the work of the Creator. We have to invite this work according to our invitation. The Creator does everything. That's why it's called the work of the Creator. Since from that extends contempt to the Creator, from his praying to him, to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, adhesion. What is adhesion in the Creator? When a person constantly holds on to the Creator, for the Creator to help him, to resist, to work correctly with the will to receive that is inside a person, and to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. This is called Vikut. Discerned as the annulment of the will to receive. The annulment is not in annulling the will to receive. Who we will annul it, we'll have no reason to turn to the Creator. So what can we do? Rather, if we turn correctly to the Creator, then on the one hand we keep the will to receive as the left, for example, the foundation for our work. On the other hand, we discover the connection with the Creator above the will to receive. And then, thanks to the will to receive, we're able to hold on to it. Just as we learned in the example of the wick, which is the will to receive, which is disqualified, and the oil below and the light above. And in this way we can build our work. A person has to believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him, to draw him near in the manner of Dvikut, called equivalence of form. Discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. Meaning the will to receive is annulled, is revoked from its form of in order to receive, and it becomes in order to bestow. And the Creator says about this, my sons have defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead. That's the end of the verse. This is from Shamati 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work?
You said that connecting is when I work for others. What is the meaning of working of others, but not in an egoistic form, but because of bestowal, of above reason?
For the sake of the other, that's how we talk about it, but in truth it's for the sake of general bestowal, which is for the sake of the Creator, the force of giving, the force of connection. We work for that. Why am I hesitant to say to whom and for the sake of what? Because I'm afraid we will begin imagining the Creator as an image, a personality, the will to receive as a physical force that works between us. Rather, to work for the sake of the other means that I work outside of me. I need to build in me this system where either I work for the sake of my ego or I work for the sake of the other. The other is anyone outside of my ego. And that's how I need to arrange myself. I need to divide myself into two directions. For the sake of my ego, I shouldn't think it's for my own benefit. Rather, on the contrary, it will become clearer more and more that it is the other way around. It's the opposite of my own benefit. And I should work for the sake of the other, what is still called the other for me, in the form of the friends, the Creator, but they still appear to me as the other, but I actually want to see them not as the other. I want the egoistic desire to be the other. As it's written, it should not be as a strange God to you. So that's how we need to arrange ourselves. It's recommended to imagine it as two levels, an egoistic level, a lower level, and an altruistic level, a higher level, and to see us in this way, where we wish to ascribe ourselves to the agreement with the Creator, bestowal to the Creator, bestowal to the friends as a means to bestow to the Creator. But it always has to be Israel or Ata Kuchaburichu are one. Meaning I need to be through the friends connected, aimed at bestowing to the Creator. And in truth, we don't have anything to bestow to the Creator. As it's written, what shall we give him? He doesn't have a desire, a deficiency to receive anything from us. Rather, he enjoys, like parents who enjoy their kids when they reach certain attainments, something good. And that's what the Creator has. To give contentment to the Creator means to show Him that we are working for the sake of bestowal, where we then arrive at a...
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. What's the difference between the will to receive and our corporeal desires? What is the will to receive it talks about?
The will to receive is the intention to enjoy, to be at rest, not in efforts of bestowal. Our entire work, what is it called, work, spiritual work, the work of the Creator? When I bestow to the other, when do I feel that I bestow to the other? When it goes against my desire, against it, it has to be like that. Otherwise, I have no indication if I am bestowing or not. If I don't feel the resistance, and everything seemingly flows, it's not bestowal. It is not bestowal.
Kodem kol ani tzarich lavdil.
So, first of all, I need to distinguish between what I can do according to my desire and what I should be doing if I were to put my will aside and do what we actually need to do in the direction of the correction of the broken vessel of the general soul. And then I have only the action of connection. And there are many acts of connection. There are primary actions, secondary actions, and so on and so forth. But they are all actions of connection. And that's what the Creator is demanding of us, of all of humanity especially. From us, He demands meticulously the keeping of the laws of communication, our communication in the Ten. Later, we will learn about it with various sensitive work with the intention, but ultimately, also for us, and for all the people in the world, it's simply the work of connection, the efforts to come closer to one another. Understand that we have to be together in mutual support. No one can make any spiritual action on their own, because a spiritual action is a connection. It's between us. Between us, never in a person, but always between the desires of a man and his friend. Therefore, that's how we need to depict it, constantly see the efforts of how to become closer to one another. There are many people who seemingly feel they have a tendency for it. I promise them that if they feel that they have a tendency for it, it's for the time being, because they are built in such a way
that
They feel that, according to their ego, that they can be close to others. But in truth, no one is close to anyone. If we are starting to work truthfully, seriously, in spirituality, we discover how intolerable it is. And then the real work begins, how we are in each other's helpless friend, and we draw the upper force to help us become closer and form some connection between us, and so on and so forth. But again, the approach for the spiritual work is always in above reason, above the intellect, above all of our tendencies. Our will to receive is built in an opposite way compared to connection. Therefore, all of spirituality exists above the connection.
בסדר?
אוקיי.
טוב. אז נ... אתם תעשו מה שאנחנו עכשיו דנים בינינו.
You should do what we're now discussing.
תעשו לאט לאט מה שאנחנו...
Gradually do what we're talking about, what we're thinking about. Don't do anything else.
לאט לאט עם כולם.
Slowly, with everyone, we will take the right steps. And then, even if I don't take the right step, I begin to feel that this step is a wrong step, because what I'll do is going to be different than the others. Therefore, let us hear what we're now learning about. And during the day, until tomorrow, we'll try to return to that intention, that thought, that action as much as possible. So this action should be above reason. That's it. I will feel that according to my opinion, my reason, my desire, I would have done what is good for my will to receive. Above reason, meaning in bestowal, above reception, I need to do what is good to the friends. And through them, what is good to the Creator. And this needs to be the opposite of what I would have done for myself. This way, gradually, we will come to build in ourselves a template, a model, of how do we turn to the other, and this action will be an action of bestowal.
בסדר?
Okay.
טוב. יש לנו עכשיו Kiev.
We now have Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот то, что вы описали эту модель сейчас, что я сокращаюсь.
Dear Rav, this model you just described, where I restrict myself and ask from the Creator in the ten and in the center of the ten, that in the connection between us, He'll be revealed in order to bestow to Him. What does it mean that I'll be able to bestow to Him, and as if discover Him along with the friends? How does that happen?
אני בפעולות שלי עם
with my actions
החברים בונה
in my actions with the friends I build a system of connection between us where although each one of us is a tiny egoist we wish to perform such actions between us that are against the ego above the ego actions of bestowal. Actions of bestowal are called acts of faith because the force of faith, force of binah, is giving. So we want to bestow to one another good things. What kind of good things? Such that are bringing us closer to the Creator. This is called good. All the rest is called bad. Meaning that which advances us towards the purpose of creation is called good. Purpose of life, connection, adhesion. Only that is called good.
And that's
what we're trying to do. Now, I also need to check when I'm trying to do such things. Do I want to do those things or not? If I wish to do it, it's not an action of bestowal. It's not an action of bestowal. It means that inside sits the saboteur, my will to receive. It constantly ignites me to do these actions. But these actions are actions of pride, of actually running away from true bestowal. True actions of bestowal are such when I feel I can't do it. My hands are heavy. I can't do anything. And then what do? We connect between us and we turn to the Creator. You remember? And the hands of Moses are heavy. He can't raise his hands to pray to the Creator. To bring the force of bestowal to the people, to his group.
И мы на это делаем сокращение, на это желание, да, то есть, вернее, на нежелание.
And over this desire we perform a restriction.
На рацион желанного эгоисти,
on our egoistic desire, which is now clarified as egoistic, we perform a restriction and we begin to work with it in order to invert it. And it was inverted, as it's written. What does it mean? How to make it into a desire to bestow? A desire, we mean the intention. The desire itself doesn't change. The intention of using it should be for the sake of the other, for the sake of the friends, and from them, for the sake of the Creator.
Above reason, and my question is, in the common prayer, the friend uses his own words, or do you use the text to create a common prayer?
In our common prayer between us, we are turning to the Creator. And of course, each one who turns to the Creator is speaking to Him seemingly from his heart. He doesn't know what exists in his friend's heart. But when we are all turning more or less to one upper force, it organizes us, it connects us. Let's start connecting, not between us, but in Him. To the extent we are included in Him, to the extent we are connected, it's all in Him. And we feel that. This is called Israel. This is us. Each and every one who aims at the Creator. Hawaita is the light that connects us, that comes from the Creator. And Kucha Brichu, who is the Creator Himself. One. Israel, Oaita, Kutche Brichu, those three things are as one. They become as one. And this is called the corrected Kli. Its desire is connected, the light influenced it, and later the light influenced it to fill them and to make them into one. There's no difference between the light that fills them and the desires. They all add on top of one another and they're all connected, as we say, adhered to one another.
Rav, I wanted to ask, please, there's an essential condition in the work, meaning morning lessons, dissemination, and meeting on the Zoom. Are these essential conditions enough, or you have to add on in order to do something in spirituality, at least a half a percent more than that?
The fact that you are in the morning lesson, which is mandatory for each one to be here. Maybe you can't do it because you're working at that time. Let's say you are now in the Far East. There, the Philippines, it's already a work day.
Japan,
China.
אז אתה כבר לא יכול להיות איתנו בשיעור, אבל אתה שומע.
So you can't be with us in the lesson, but you hear it later on. It's a must. Imagine yourself today's lesson, and the lessons will become more and more important. And each and every lesson is a portion for that day. And in 24 hours, you must hear that lesson. And within 24 hours, you must hear the lesson, because in 24 hours, the revolution of the planet, you are together with the friends who are also, all of them, thinking about the lesson. Then we have a common action, a group action around the planet. And then it has success. So try it. That's one thing, the morning lesson. I call it the morning lesson because it's 3:30 a.m. here. It's still night.
ואחר כך אתה צריך.
And after that,
לחזור לאותו שיעור, רצוי.
You need to repeat that same lesson.
לחזור לאותו שיעור יחד עם השירייה.
Repeat that same lesson together with the ten. I hear that you're reading such excerpts, such articles. I'm not against it. It's really, it's beautiful. I respect it. But to repeat the morning lesson, even another time, as much as you can, you will see how much more depth exists in the lesson. The problem in Kabbalah is not the quantity of matter, but the quality of the mother, of the matter. How much...
Buongiorno Rav. Quando nella decina preghiamo insieme, siamo sempre tutti sopra...
When we pray together in the ten... Are we always above reason?
I don't know.
It depends on how you connect in the ten. Maybe you connect in the ten to go out onto the streets and rob someone. Has to be an action in order to bestow. An action in order to bestow in the ten can be only on the condition that each one in the ten is supporting the others, is working only for them in order to bring them closer to the Creator. And then in this way, they each activate the force of bestowal, each one towards the other nine, and the whole ten becomes a force of bestowal towards the Creator. It's not any all action. It has to be an action of bestowal of all of us in the ten towards everyone else. Try those things in practice. Have a desire to do it. Ask the Creator to show an example and to organize you in this way. He'll do it. You won't be able to do it. But try a few times, see that you fail. Then you'll have the urge to turn to the Creator. And He will do it for you. He will...
Скажите, Раф, вот ту точку, когда...
Thank you, Rav.
Мое желание получать не дает мне силы.
This point.
Я часто достигаю этой точки.
When a person has no strength. What's the right way to work with it?
First of all, I'm very happy to hear it from you, because you're always as a strong person, dedicated, aimed at the goal without any point of weakness, only you reach the goal and that's it. That's how we saw you. Suddenly you're saying you attain a point of weakness, No, strength, this is a beautiful advancement. It's really touching my heart. What to do? His hands to the Creator. That's how it's called. What does it mean, his hands to the Creator? I aim my hands at the friends. Together with them, I wish to reach the Creator. So we'll connect our hands together to Him. He will immediately hear it and begin to take care of us. And don't think that what you feel, the others don't feel, and they are seemingly in other degrees, different degrees. No. We can't check it, but everyone is in one state. We are aimed, guided from above to be in such states. So if a friend is saying something about his state, and you don't feel that you are with him, then you're not in your true state. You hear that? We are guided from above in each and every ten to complement one another like in a weave when the threads are interconnected. That's how we weave this, our vessel.
A person should believe because from that contentment that the Creator is extended. So please explain, what does it mean that a person should believe? Should he should feel and then he reaches, or shouldn't he have the feeling?
A person has to believe. Believe is not to feel. To believe, here, for the time being, we're only talking about our state. We need to believe according to belief in our sages. They said, do so and so, and we consequently believe that what they're saying is correct, and we have to do it. This is called to believe. You hear what the teacher is doing, is saying, and you do it without your intellect, without your mind. Rather, you only use your mind to do what the Creator, what the teacher is saying. The teacher's head and the action is yours. This is the degree of your faith. And to the extent that the teacher is saying something you don't like to do and you do it, the gap between the desirable and the present, this is your degree of faith. You already have some degree of faith. And beware, because it's not simple, especially for you.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Hello, Rav.
Ad aiutare gli amici a far comprendere.
How can I help the friend?
Proprio contro la mia essenza.
How can I help the friends to understand?
Di pesantezza o di che non riesco a farla, ecco. Cosa posso fare per aiutarli a farli stare nel cammino? Ecco, grazie.
How can I help the friends stay on the path?
By constantly awakening them to be together, and from being together, to be with the Creator. That's it. Simple thing, Israel is you or anyone who yearns to attain the purpose of life. The light is, white, is the general light that connects you together in the group, and Kutchubrich with the Creator is the direction from the group to the one upper force, the Creator. Adhesion with Him, one. You have to gather it to one action. That's all. That's our whole work. As concrete and focused as possible, we'll start feeling it as truly. That's the secret of our success. And you'll look at what we've done. How many years, how many things, and it's all. But finally, our brains and our heart can already be focused on that. starting to feel that, yes, in this we'll have a holding point for advancement. It's very special what we're going through now. It's a true entry into a spiritual state, a spiritual feeling.
Rav,
how to come to control of the ego in spiritual work?
Observe your friends and envy them. It will make things easier for you. I only know one thing. Envy is a very, very important thing. And even though you don't want to have envy, be cautious of losing it. Actually, envy is very helpful. Without envy, you know, there's a verse, the envy of writers will increase chokhmah, wisdom. Only by envy we advance.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
Учитель, вот... Teacher,
you said that we have to reach a feeling of as one body in the ten. The Creator is showing that friends are sleeping in the lesson, they have no strength. How can we learn to care for the deficiency of the friend?
Talk between yourselves, talk about it. Try to increase the chisaron for the goal, the importance of the goal, the importance of the ten, and advance this way. And to be patient for each other. Really, to try, along with that, to give each one the feeling of a mother and a father. That you are nonetheless caring for everyone. Makvijitu.
Rav, we wanted to consult with you. We are in a group in the ten. We have a WhatsApp group, an emergency group. If a friend feels helplessness, his motivation for the goal drops, then he writes in this chat, and the whole group, the whole ten, prays for him. They pray for the whole group to accept it, but are we missing out on something? We're not taking the place to overcome, take an example.
No. One cannot overcome on his own. It's very good that you're doing it together. Each one has to even though he has a weakness, he has to feel that it's impossible to overcome anything by himself. It's impossible. It's like a baby. When he runs to his mother, wants to go inside her. That's it. That's how we have to enter the ten. With everything difficult, scary, something not understood, immediately connect to the group. All these deficiencies, bring them to the group.
Well, it's the Creator who's taken out of our state.
It's for you to go deeper into the group. That's nice. That's correct. Yes. Of course, everything is done by the Creator. This is the meaning of I've created the evil inclination. That every time He creates, each and every moment, He renews creation.
He's truly working here. It's beautiful.
You understand? Respect Him. He knows His work. You do your share. Ask.
What can we do when we fall into the corporeal will to receive, or the will to receive? How can we rise above reason in that state?
To feel that I'm in a physical state and I can rise above it, and then to go into it again, maybe rise again, and to feel this boundary. Where is it? Where is this boundary? It's a very important thing. A very important thing. In every moment of free time, What should I do? Either learn something, listen to a lesson, connect to a friend, or to your friends, or do, I don't know, to watch a film, or to listen to some nonsense. A person should see where lies his difficulty. And by overcoming this difficulty, he goes to faith above reason.
Person has to believe that it's the will to receive who disturbs him in work, and this comes to him from above. Question is, why is the emphasis that this is how you need to believe it?
Because where does he know from? All the will to receive comes from above, and especially the will to receive that all of a sudden pulls him in different directions to have some fun, to rest too much or something. It all comes from the Creator. That's why we're dealing with the Creator. Always, always. He always, always governs our will to receive. And we have to feel that in the will to receive, that's where the force of the Creator lies. And through the will to receive, He always talks to me. And I want to talk to Him in my will to receive, to will to bestow. And then we build the two lines. And then we complement each other in the middle line.
Hello, Av. In our 10, most of us were working in tourism, and now we don't have work. What should we do about that?
I understand that it's a problem with jobs, especially in Georgia, which was relied on tourism, and now there are no jobs there. It's a big problem. There's nothing I can tell you. We need to understand one thing. The coronavirus will be canceled only if we cancel our mutual rejection. The world has to come to connection. If we advance toward connection, everything will be healthier and everything will return, but progress to good states, where once again we will travel and fly and travel all over the world. If we don't become more and more connected, we will not come to the development of tourism or any kind of development. You'll see what will happen. Humanity thinks that soon it will be over and everything will return. And I can't tell them. They won't listen to me. Not governments, not business owners, big companies. No one will listen. But it will not be good again by itself. We're waiting for time to pass and everything will return to the way it was before. It will not return, only to the extent that we get closer to each other, even physically a little more. Only in this way will we see a better life, healthier life. And until then, everything will go more and more toward shattering, toward collapse. More people will be unemployed. Businesses will close. People will sit at home. There will barely be money to buy food. Children, because of the virus, they will learn that are now on purpose or manifesting in young kids. So kids will have to study through the internet. Everything will freeze more and more. It won't help us to kind of play games as if it's passing. And every government is interested in that in order to show itself as if everything is opening up and is thriving. Otherwise, how can it justify its governance? But it won't get any better. The thing is that we are in the last generation. It is a period that has started a few years ago, especially from about 2010, even 2015 or 2016, and now it is manifesting in practice. This period will continue until the end of correction. Its calculation follows only the level of people's rapprochement, approaching toward each other. If people don't get closer favorably, then life will not be better. Only to the extent that we get closer to each other will life be more pleasant, easy, good. There will be more food, more possibilities to fly, for entertainment. There will be everything, but only if we open our hearts more and more. And you know who is responsible for opening the hearts of humanity. You. Therefore, we need to open up this matter to everyone. Why don't we read it?
Okay, I can read it. So, letter 39 by Baal HaSulam. While he died, the Rahu wasn't there. And this is what happened. Told me Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen said that when my teacher died, I came out from him, meaning Yitzchak HaKohen's son, and he cried before him and said that this was the hope that we were all hoping for. To see the Torah and the wisdom in the world. He replied to him, if I found even one complete righteous among you, I would not be taken away prematurely. While saying it, he asked about Rav Chaim Vital. He said, where did Chaim go? He has left me at such a time. He was very saddened. He understood from his words that he had some secret to pass on to me. So he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said, what shall we do from here now on? He, the Ari, replied, tell the friends in my name that from this day on they are not to engage in all the wisdom that I taught, for they did not understand it properly. Only Rav Chaim Vital shall engage in it alone in a whisper and in hiding. He, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said, but is there no hope at all? He said, if you merit, I will come to you and teach you. He replied to him, how will you come and teach us if we are not departing from this world? He replied, you have no knowledge of the concealed, of how my coming to you will be, and promptly passed away.
Ken.
Shut, and only with faith. It is as Baal HaSulam said about the verse, Kush shall run to stretch out her hands to God. He said that if one can say kush, meaning kushiot, the questions are answers. This means that he does not need answers, but the question itself gives him the answer. That is, he says that now he has a question, he can go above reason. Then his hands are to God. Meaning, that then his hands namely his vessels of reception, from the words, should a hand attain, then a person is regarded as whole with the God.
So beautiful how all of a sudden it becomes clear that we can work. We've got what to do. We've got groups, we've got an organization, we are connected together, we can really help each other. And what's missing? Only to turn to the Creator from our connection. Hebrew 10.
Yeah, so I've still to ask about what we read about the Ari. It sounds like a very bad state that the students have got to, that the teacher has to leave him without...
Look, I don't know, and we mustn't say anything bad about his disciples. They were dedicated students. But because of the time, we don't exactly know what the situation was. But we see that this is what happened. Why didn't they achieve a situation where he could stay alive? I don't know. But that's what he said. I don't know. I'm not going to check it and compare myself to their states, in which I don't understand. They were all people who were, you know, after all, they were disciples of the Ari. It's no joke. There weren't a lot of people like that. We read how they studied, how they tried to build for themselves a method of connection. A constitution. It's not simple. I relate to these things. I always relate to these things. You know, Rabash taught me. Relate to these things that you see as it's a game playing, being played on you. What is serious is how you should respond to it. And what is in front of you is the Creator who's playing with you. You see the Ari group as like this, or you see the friends in this way, or your teacher in that way. It doesn't matter. It's a game. It is a game. But what do you get out of it? You learn from this method how to turn to the teacher, how to turn to the friends, and through them to the Creator. That's what's important. Hold on to that. Everything else, they have eyes and do not see. Don't believe what you see. This is all the Creator playing with you. And it can give you such confusions that only afterwards you'll discover how... what a big cheat he is, what a big liar he is, the worst there is. All the bad in the world he created in such a way. So we have to see how we behave in this way.
Yes.
We read articles of Shamati before the preparation. And I get the feeling when we read these articles as if Bala Sulam himself comes out, puts his hand on your shoulder, says, here, be careful, pay attention here. And with a lot of patience and a lot of love. What's so special about these articles?
These are articles, work articles, spiritual work, that there aren't anything like this in the whole history and revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You do not have the private work of a person in a way that's so methodical, scrutinized, like the assembly of the articles of Shamati. It was never revealed. The notebook Rabash had. He constantly opened it, read from it. About a year after I was with him, meaning that I served him and helped him We used to go to the beach together, to the pool, to a trip in the park, a walk in the park. So he gave me the article of none else besides him, Ein Od Milvado. It's like two or three pages. I read it and didn't really understand it. I was there maybe a year, a year and a half. I came to study. And I photocopied it. And I gave it back to him. And I didn't talk more because I didn't know there are more articles. And afterwards, when some time has passed, and I asked here and there about that article, and more questions while we were walking in the park or driving, then he gave me the entire, all the articles of Shamati, and he gave it to me. Obviously, I, as usual, right away photocopied it. I gave it back to him. I mean the originals. And I read them. Usually I used to read them before the morning lesson. He also saw me once. He saw the light in my window. He used to walk around before the morning lesson to take a walk. He saw the light on in my window, let's say at 1 a.m. So he asked me afterwards, why was your light on there in the kitchen? I told him, I wake up before the lesson and I read the articles of Shamati. So he got a very good impression from it. Very good. And that's what I did. Because for the Kabbalists, there was a custom to wake up at midnight. And from midnight and onward, they started going already towards the morning lesson. So it's better to awaken the upper lights that will shine for the new day. So he heard that that I read the articles of Shamati before morning lesson, and I saw as much as he took it very seriously. And he started also speaking to me in a different way. Now, after we were in the hospital, well, that's many years later, that he died the next day. So in the evening when I was taking care of him and I washed him, I put him in bed, and I wanted to go, so he gave me the actual notebook of Shamati, the original, and he said, this is for you. Engage with in this. And the fact that afterwards I understood that this might not be a good state. And I told the friends that I don't think, because they were waiting outside the department there in the hospital, and I was inside. And I said, I think there's a sign, there's not a good sign. And the next day when I came, so I already came to really the last minutes of his life, and then he died in my hands. And the notebook remained with me, of course. I gave it to everybody to photocopy, to all the friends. I didn't want it to remain only with me and that nobody would know about it. It's a treasure. And I let them photocopy it, not that I photocopied and gave to them. I gave them the original to photocopy. That's it. I also gave him all the tapes that I used to record him, Babash, and all my writings that I used to write. I gave it to everybody, everything. I didn't want to hold them that I have this and that, God forbid, they'll think that I'm saying things from myself. I have nothing from myself. If there is anything, it's from there. That's it. So those are the articles of Shamati. It's a treasure like no other. You also see from the article 19, look how much he's saying only in one little excerpt. Without this, in our days, without the Shamati articles, I don't think we can ascend to the degree of faith above reason. People can only imagine that maybe they're in this. But this directing and the force in these articles, it's just unexceptional. It's the words of Bala Sulam. I asked Rabash, how could you write it? Let's say a 2-3 page article. He said, I never wrote anything while he was speaking. You weren't allowed to write. Everybody had to sit and listen. And after I went out of it, then I wrote it. So I asked him, how can you write a whole article of, let's say, 3 pages, even more, that you heard it once, and then you went home and you sat down and wrote it? How is that possible? He said, that's from above. That's how it is. From above. I sat and I wrote it. Then when we went to Tveria, Tiberias, I told him once, I think maybe we should change a sentence here, make it this way or that way. He said, you can do whatever you want, but just so you know, this is what my father said. And I said, he really said, no, word for word, he said, word for word. So imagine what things are in spirituality that a student comes out of a conversation with his father and writes it. Really, by heart. He remembers each and every word his father said throughout maybe half an hour or something. Didn't change one word. It's a spiritual degree. It's such a degree that we don't understand or feel yet. It's an action of the light that connects two people. And the connection remains, and this is how he performs it. Well, let's hope we too will attain things like this. And it'll live in us.